This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a remarkable leader who lives at the intersection of healthcare and private equity, Holly Buckley. Holly's going to talk to us today about leadership and particularly women's leadership and advice she has for women's leaders and emerging women leaders. Holly herself is chair of the McGuire Woods Healthcare Department. She runs a group of more than 60 attorneys. Brilliant person who works at the intersection of healthcare and private equity. Holly, take it away. Tell us, what advice do you give an emerging woman leader about their career, about leadership, and more?
Thanks, Scott, and thanks for having me. And happy International Women's Day of a few days ago to the women on the podcast. I think my advice to an emerging leader or woman leader would be similar to a leader of any gender. But I think, given that it's the week of International Women's Day, we'll focus more on women. But my first piece of advice is really just to be yourself, and not feel like in order to be a leader, you have to be something that you're not. And I think that maybe this advice is slightly easier for me to give and to live by, given I've had a lot of women before me who have paved the path for this. But as a woman and as a mother and a wife and as a lawyer, I have a lot of things that make me who I am. And I think I don't feel the need to be something that I'm not, in the sense of being kind of closed off to my feelings or needing to be super tough about things or not have bad days. In fact, I think being yourself can make you much more accessible. So, for example, I have bad days. I have days where the wheels fall off and there's things go off the road with my children or with just balancing logistics and everything I have on my plate. And I think showing some of that vulnerability and the fact that I'm not perfect and that bad things can happen to me too really can be helpful rather than hurtful. And so I would encourage the women leaders out there to not feel like they have to have a perfect sheen that's impenetrable. I think just showing that you're a person that has a life and is dealing with things can make you a lot more accessible to both men and women in your life. And similarly, being true to yourself in terms of if you're an empathetic person, if you're a warm person, I don't think you have to shed those things to be a great leader. In fact, I think it can make you a better leader. And so that's by far my number one piece of guidance. And then I have four other points. The next one is sit at the table and share your views. I was taught this as a very young college graduate, that when you walk into a room, the rooms could well be pretty full. Let's say there's one big board table in the room and seats around the edge. Walk in and sit at the big table. And that can be a literal or a metaphorical piece of guidance. Don't be afraid to kind of sit down with everybody else, share your views and be part of the conversation. Don't feel that you've got to be on the outskirts and wait for everyone else to talk and then maybe, you know, tell somebody else after the fact what your views were. Feel free to share them at the big table in the meeting. Next, find a network of peers. It can be kind of lonely at the top. And I found that when I moved into my role as department chair, I realized I don't have this big network of women in kind of big leadership positions. And I know some, but not people that I talk to on a regular basis. And I actually ended up joining Chief. It's my first year in Chief, which is a network for female executives. And it's really nice to talk to people who aren't in my geography, aren't in my work area, about just challenges that you face as a female leader and having kind of that peer group. And you can do that either through an organization or separately just on your own. But I think having a peer group of women who face similar challenges and it can just be really helpful. So I think it's critical to kind of look for that. Next is go easy on yourself and really try to shed the guilt. I see so many women who just beat up on themselves for not balancing things well, whether they feel like they're not being a great mother or not covering all the bases in terms of things they have to do for work or not managing the household well enough or just feeling like things are slipping through the cracks. And I don't tend to see, at least not on the surface, the same type of sentiment coming from a lot of my male colleagues And I don't necessarily know that they have less on their plate, but I think a lot of the time it's a matter of women just feel like they have to be all to all people and all things, and you just don't. You do the best you can, you let the rest go. And guilt, I just think, is such a kind of wasted emotion that just kind of drags you down and makes you feel bad. And so it's just really important to try and find ways to shed the guilt, recognize when it's creeping in, and toss it to the side, because it's just not constructive. And then my final piece of advice is take a minute to celebrate victories, be they big or small, whether they're visible to others or just visible to yourself. Like, take a moment to enjoy that, reflect on your accomplishments, and enjoy them, because otherwise they pass by and get lost. And so, Scott, those are my 5 points today.
So, Howie, I love those, and wow. And I'll sort of go through those five very quickly just to summarize for listeners, but just magnificent. Be yourself. Sit at the big table and share your views. So many of us are concerned about, are we in the right spot? Should I be talking at that table? Should I not? I love that concept. Sit at the big table, share your views. Third, go easy on yourself. That it's that you perfection is this constant construct toward perfection is not necessary. Good enough is good enough in most things, and go easy on oneself. And see this so much. We talk about this so much internally with daughters, stepdaughters, family, stuff like that, about exactly these kinds of issues of you're doing fantastic. It's good enough. You're doing great. And not having to have that notion of like, I have to be perfect. And your contrast to men who think they're good enough often versus this perfectionist quality is so important to recognize that when it creeps in and to move away from having to be perfect. The fourth thing you said, I got to remember this order, is this network of peers, whether you do it formally, and I think there's so much to be said for doing it formally like you've done. So many of us try and do it informally, and it's very sort of haphazard. I've seen so many people benefit from being parts of formal organizations like you're talking about, like Chief in the concept that you're talking about, but so many of those. And then fifth is this concept to celebrate your victories. And I also think, and it can be small, celebrate everything. It doesn't have to be that we're doing a huge celebration. But if you don't celebrate these things, celebration is so important to building momentum, staying energized, avoiding burnout, keeping it interesting. There are so many benefits to it. Holly, I love your talk today on be yourself, sit at the big table, celebrate victories, find peers to network with, you know, that you're comfortable with, and go easy on oneself. I just love it. I always, Holly, you are yourself a great leader. Sometimes I worry sometimes because you're such a naturally born great leader, but you've also grown so much as a leader too, and it's been fun to watch. Thank you for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast.
Thank you, Scott.